Creed. That's the name of this episode. What is this about? Adoption. You know, I've had back in the day, a friend of mine said I was a throwaway. And I said, what do you mean by that? He goes, well, my mother threw me away after she had me. I said, no, your mother didn't throw you away. She couldn't take care of you because she was young, like yourself. She was a child trying to take care of a child. But think about that for a second. Adoption is beautiful, right? So your biological parents, they probably were young. They didn't want to raise a child. They themselves were children, and they did the best thing that they knew at the time was the right thing, to give you away. All of you may not agree with that. You may say to yourself, I don't feel like I belong to this family that I was adopted to. Well, let me ask you something. If you weren't loved and you weren't accepted, then what were you? If you say to yourself, and let me just read this. I think it's going to touch somebody's heart. So, the title's called A Beautiful Creed. In the depths of uncertainty and fear, a child's fate was far from clear. But then a hand reached out to guide, and love was given to turn the tide. Adoption, the act of giving life anew. A chance to thrive, to learn and grow too. A family formed with bonds so strong that not even time can tear apart. From orphaned and alone to cherished and adored, a new life begins with hope restored. For those who open up their hearts and welcome in a child with a fresh start. No longer an outsider but part of a clan, a family that embraces with open hands. For adoption is a beautiful thing, a chance to give love and receive it in return. So let us celebrate this noble deed and honor those who plant the seed of hope and love for those in need. For adoption is a beautiful creed. Really think about the poem that I just read to you. If anybody out there who's ever adopted, brought into a family. Families always are looking for children to bring into their home. And there are some people that can't even have children of their own. They think, well, adoption is the way to go. Not thought about it too. Yes, it's good to have a child of your own because you want your child to have your qualities and your looks and this and that. But it's also a beautiful thing when you take a child and you bring it into your home and you love it just as if it was your own. And it is your own. There is no steps. There is no, you know, you're adopted. You're not my biological child. You're my child in every way that counts. You may not have come from me, but we raised you. We provided you with a home. We provided you with education. We took care of you. The key word is we loved you. The key word. So my friend was telling me this from years ago. And he said, he goes, I never was loved. I was thrown away by my mother. I'm like, wait a minute. That's your version of the story. Let's go back now. She might have had you when she was a baby herself, a teenager. 15, 16, 17. It's a child trying to raise a child. Sometimes you're not ready, and I get it. You think to yourself, well, if you're old enough to have sex, then you're old enough to take on the responsibility of taking care of a child. But again, we're not going to condemn what they did. We're not going to condemn what your mother did. She did what she thought was the right thing. She could have easily said, hey, I'm not going to have you. She could have gone that route, but she didn't. She decided to have you and to give you to a family who can take care of you and provide for you the best that they know how. Are you complaining now? Because he had questioned where he came from. One day he sat and he looked at a photo album and he says, I don't look like anybody in this family. Now, when he found out he was adopted, he was a little bit older. He didn't think about it when he was a child, because when you're a child, you know, you figure, okay, that's a part of my life that I don't want to delve into. But when he kept looking at that photo album, and he said, I don't look like anybody in this family. And then he actually confronted his adoptive parents and said, tell me about my parents. I want to know more. So the thing that I don't understand is this. If they took you in and they raised you as their own, Why don't you leave it at that? But he wanted to go and find a mission. He wanted to do a soul-searching mission to see if he could find his mother. And he did track down his mother. But I think part of her at the time was ashamed for what she did. But at the same time, she said, I didn't throw you away. I was young myself, and I couldn't afford, number one, to take care of you, because she was still in school, and she was living with her parents. And number two, I wasn't ready. And she had said, I didn't want to be the kind of mother that will take care of you, but at the same time, leave you with, say, her parents, or not even step up to the plate to become a parent. When you're not ready, you're clearly not ready. I didn't want to be one of those mothers that neglects you and abuses you and hurts you. She came out and told him that. But she had said to him, look, you were raised. You had a family that loved you. And they took care of you and they educated you. Isn't that enough? And in the beginning, he didn't understand. He goes, well, why did you give me away? Because I was young myself. I couldn't afford to keep you. I was barely making ends meet. I didn't even have a job. I was going to school and living with my parents. What kind of a life would that have been? You know, when the time that she got pregnant, she was in her early teens. And yes, she admitted. She said, I made the mistake. You know, when you're a teenager and you think, oh, it's only one time, nothing's going to happen. Well, if you don't use protection, there you go. I mean, and even if you did use protection, something could happen, right? All I'm saying is this. A lot of people who were adopted into a family believe that their own biological parents didn't want them. If you have that mentality, there has to be a reason behind it. If it's a child having a child, no, they're not ready to take on the responsibility of an adult. And you figure to yourself, okay, yes, you did what you did. Did you learn your lesson? You did. You learned the hard way. I'll give you an example. My niece, my middle niece, we were talking about this now. All her friends got married at a young age and had children. And she goes, oh, maybe I should go out and have a child. I said to her, are you mentally and physically ready to do that? Child is not easy to take care of. Everybody seems to think, oh, it's so simple. It's not simple. You have to be physically and mentally ready to take care of a child. A child will take up most of your time. You have to feed it and bathe it and clothe it and educate it. And the cost of a child alone, one child, never mind two or three or four, is a lot of money. And she goes, oh, I believe I'm ready. I don't think you are. The reason why you're saying the things you're saying now is because you see how all your friends are. You know, their lives might be rough right now. You know, they may have a hard time of it. You have to be mentally and physically ready to take on the challenge of raising a child, because it's not easy. And if you tell me you are ready now, you're fooling yourself. You're going to be one of those young mothers that is going to be struggling. You're going to have to go to school and get a job. Do you know how hard that is? That's very hard. That's very, very hard. If you ask yourself the question, that bears repeating, and I will all tell all of this for you now. The way I see it, your biological parents didn't do anything wrong by giving you away. They themselves, again, might have been children. It's like children having children, in a sense. They didn't give you up because they didn't want you. They gave you up because they couldn't take care of you at the time. And they still felt, you know what? I did what I thought was at the right moment. I gave my child up to a loving family. Family took you in and raised you. And they're not saying, forget about where you come from. They're not saying that. But if you have somebody in your life that gave you a chance at a life, take it. You know, a lot of people think, well, you know, you hear about the horror stories of children getting severely abused by their own biological parents. Yeah, times are tough and they're having a bad day. And guess what? You know what they're doing now? You know what they're doing? They are taking that anger and frustration and using it on their own child. And that's something I don't even want to know. Look at all the cases of child abuse. You know, you think, oh my God, you know. And I'm not saying adoptive parents are any better. I mean, you hear horror stories of children being put into foster homes and then they get abused, and you think, what's going on here? You know, don't grown-ups love... There are some people that don't like children. There's some people that just... And I say the ones who have children and don't like them, but why did you have them to begin with? To hurt them? To put pain on them? I've seen cases in my own life, and I've seen it done in front of me, of how parents attack their own children. And then if you think if you're adopted, you're safe. But then again, you hear the horror stories. Just a lot of people out there, again, cannot have kids. They can't have kids for whatever reason. Either there's some kind of condition that they can't have, like a medical condition, or maybe they figured, well, if I do have this child, how am I going to take care of it? I wanted to have a good life. I wanted to be raised properly. And I told them, that's what your mother did. She didn't do anything wrong. You may think, hey, she gave me away because she didn't want me. Oh, she wanted you, but she couldn't take care of you. Think of it this way. Would you rather have her kept you, but then she would have had a hard time taking care of you, going to school, having a job? That's difficult. Raising a child is not easy. I watched my sister, older sister, but she was married, she was experienced, she had her first baby, but she was a new mother. She didn't know anything about children. My mother would help her out. My mother had experience, you know, because my mother, again, was a mother, again, at her own age, when she was taking care of her own siblings. She became a second mother, so she has numerous years of experience in that field. So when my sister gave birth to her first child, she was overwhelmed. And she was like, I don't know if I can do this. Yes, you can. Everything is new and exciting when you have a baby, right? Everybody crowds around the baby, you know. Mother's job is the hardest job. A mother's job is hard. So is a father's, but a mother has the most difficult job in raising a child. There's so much that mothers do for their children. Okay? They nurture them, they take care of them when they're sick, they feed them, they teach them, they clothe them. They do everything and anything, and they never stop, even after the child grows and becomes an adult with a family of their own. They're always going to come back to you for assistance and guidance, and you're going to be there for them. So it's not any different when you're adopted. And you think to yourself, okay, I myself feel bad for the children that do not have a home. So everybody wants to adopt babies, right? Babies, you know, because they're so cute and this and that. What about preschool children? What about children that are school age? Some people don't want that. They want to start off with a baby. And it's hard to obtain a baby. You know, you have to make good money. You have to be able to provide. You know, if the child gets sick, you have to think about that, the medical costs associated, because there are childhood illnesses out there and children do get sick. You got to think about all these things. Education and medical care and food, and it all adds up. But if you have someone that can do it with you and you do it together as a team, it's hard though. And I've seen... You know, say for example, and I had a beef about this too. Why do celebrities that have everything are able to get adoptions quicker than people like us who work just as hard to provide for a family, to have the mentality, hey, we can go out there and we can adopt and we can take care of these children, but it takes a long time for us. For celebrities, it's a quick process. Why? Because they're VIP. See, I always wondered about that. Why do they get pushed ahead of us? We are at the back of the line. I always say to myself that I would adopt a little girl, a little boy from another part of the world. You know, part of the world that parents can't afford to take care of their kids. There are some that I found this very disturbing, that there are some places, and I didn't even know about this. I saw it in a YouTube video yesterday about how fathers will leave their children at Disneyland. Just take off and leave their child. Do you know how sad that is? Why would you do that? And you ask yourself that question. Why would you leave your child to fend for themselves? Because, you know, hey, there was an instant where a father said, oh, I'll be right back. I have to go use the restroom. He just walked out of the park and left his child behind. What's the reason for that? And they said it's more and more common. They figure, well, if the child's at Disneyland, he's not going to be thinking about anything but having fun. Yeah, but at one point down the line, when the fun has stopped, hey, where's my father? Where's my mother? Where are my parents? Why did they leave me here? What is the reasoning? So then you think to yourself, okay, let's go back to adoption. There are a lot of unwanted children in this world, and there are a lot of children that need homes. But people always associate, well, if I adopt, I have to start them off when they're baby. What's wrong with a preschool child? There are many children out there that don't have homes. There are many children that have waited to want to be loved. Don't try to bribe a child. Don't give them toys and this. Give them a life of love. Love. Because if you think back as to why they ended up in an orphanage, why did they end up in a foster home? There are some painful stories of children getting abused by their own parents that tear me up. I say to myself, why did you have these children if this is what your intention was? To hurt them? Your parents are supposed to protect your children, not hurt them. Not neglect them and abandon them. And you know, when I think about that, it bothers me, it gets to me, and I think to myself, people who have that type of hatred towards children shouldn't be parents themselves. And you wonder why there's so many adoptees out there. There's so many people that need a home. There's so many children that are unwanted. There's so many children that have nobody. The one place that actually warms my heart, and I've actually seen this, and I had a friend of mine, he showed me an orphanage. These beautiful children don't have a home. They don't have a mother or father. And he has to find a way to support and run the orphanage because in the place where he lives, the food is very scarce. They're dying of medical diseases. And then again, when they go to another part of the world, they don't get treated right away the way children over here get treated. It is a shame that we're letting innocent children not have a chance to grow up, not have a chance at a life, to experience life. If I had it in my heart, I would just take on every child that I come across and just adopt them. Give them a good life. Give them shelter. Give them clothing. Give them food. Give them everything that other children have. And you say to yourself, why is it so difficult? Now, he showed me the pictures. There was one little girl that just touched my heart. I have that picture. And I thought, oh my God, she's so beautiful. What happened? What's her story? Says, you know, parents right now are so poor, they can't afford to keep the children they have, so they just drop them off at the orphanage. And I said, oh my God. Now, I'm asking all of you, because I think you need to hear this. The thing that I don't understand, and I'm trying to make sense of it, is this. Why all of a sudden this is happening? Now, it's been happening for many years, right? Children are just being left to defend for themselves. They are being put in orphanages with not even a chance to be part of someone's loving home. Adoption is a beautiful thing. It's so beautiful that you're taking on more than one child. Now, some people can't afford to take one or two or three, or maybe it's a family of children, like maybe brothers and sisters. You don't want to separate them. I don't want to separate them. I think that they all should come together. And then there are some that just can only take one child. Doesn't matter how many children you take into your home, the idea is you're adopting them, you're bringing them into your home, and you're loving them as your own. They are no longer adopted. And I told my friend, you are no longer adoptive. You're not adopted. You were brought into this family. The family took you in as their own. They loved you. They took care of you. Look how you became. You were grown up in a safe, loving environment. Why do you have to go back? Why do you have to go back and just to talk about that time? I said, well, because I want to know what my mother was all about. Now, he did find his mother, and his mother explained it to him. But again, there wasn't, what he pictured was, oh, his mother would welcome him with open arms. It didn't happen that way. She moved on, she married, she had kids with somebody else. And I said, so how did it go? And she goes, I didn't get the reaction I wanted. She explained to me what she did, but I still felt that maybe we could have a relationship. She didn't want that. I think a part of it was she was ashamed. She was ashamed. But at the time, she knew what she was doing. She said, hey, look, I was young, I was a child myself, I couldn't take care of you. Even if I would have kept you, I would have been one of those that would have, and she told him outright, I would have been one of those women that would have just, young women that would have taken out my anger and frustration on you. That's something I don't want to do. So I gave you up. I did what I did at the time was right. I gave you up. I gave you to a family. They took you in. They raised you. Isn't that enough? So again, the meeting was very short. And he came back and I said, so how did it go? And he goes, she told me the reason why she gave me up. Just like what you said. Exactly. Because she herself was a child having a child. If you're not mentally or physically ready, you know, all right, let's put this scenario. What would have happened if she would have kept you? Again, it would have been difficult for her because then she would have to go out, in addition to continuing her education, she would have had to go out and get a job. Sometimes that's not easy to do, studying and working at the same time and raising a child. And then your father was never mentioned in the picture. He's like, well, did she ever tell you about who your father is? She's like, he wasn't a good guy. You know, I think he found out that she was pregnant and he just left her. He goes, I don't want to be responsible. So in a way, my friend was like, well, I never knew my father. And he didn't want anything to do with me. And he left my mother. So your mother did what she had to do at the time. She gave you up to a family who took care of you and raised you as their own. You had a good life. It wasn't as if nobody wanted you and you were left on your own. Do you know there's a lot of children out there that after they've separated from their biological parents and they're put into an orphanage, do you ever hear the horror stories of how these children came to be in the orphanage? It's not pretty. And you say to yourself, if they would have stayed with their biological parents and the parents took out their frustrations, the first frustration they would take out is on the child themselves. And I've heard this now in the past too. I remember this now. So when my ex-friend and me, when I would take her to school, she had a cousin. Her cousin was young, about in her early 20s, and she and her boyfriend at the time fooled around, had sex, and she got pregnant. She had two daughters, 2 years apart. And one day she introduced me, and she goes, oh, you're a great mother. She was a great mother. You know, her and her boyfriend now they were married, and they took responsibility of raising this family. Could have easily said, hey, I can't take care of a baby. But they did. They took care. They raised their two daughters together. And I remember this now. So there were other young women that came over to visit. And there was one woman in particular. She had this beautiful little girl. The little girl must have been about 5 or 6. Oh my God, she was beautiful. Mother, I could tell, just found fault with this little girl. You know, yell at her and make her cry. And I'm like, my God. Now this was a young mother. She couldn't be bothered. And I'm like, let me ask you a question. And I came out and said it. What is it about your daughter that makes you so angry that you have to take your anger out on her? I want to know. Did you think she wanted to be born? No. You and your supposed boyfriend did the deed. And now look what happened. You produced a beautiful little girl. You created a beautiful little girl that you don't deserve to be her mother if you're going to treat her that way. She goes, well, what do you know? Look. I may not be a mother, but I know what it's like. And I know how children who are brought up in a very dysfunctional and abusive situation don't deserve parents like you. You yourself have all this frustration and anger and you're taking it out on her. What did she do to you? And I remember this now. Now, her boyfriend and her didn't live together. But he shared in the responsibility of raising the child. And it was time for them to leave. And I could hear her clearly pull her child and bring her downstairs. And her father was waiting at the bottom on the outside in the parking lot. And I heard, she's like, come on already. I don't have all day. Come on. Yelling and screaming. And I'm like, oh my God, this poor little girl was afraid of her mother. Now, her father didn't look like the type who would abuse her, but I don't know the whole story. I don't know what went on in their family. And I think to myself, there are people out there that don't deserve children. I hear the horror stories on the news about how children just get abused and beaten up from their own parents because you think your own parents are going to protect you. Think again. the idea that there are couples, people in general that can have children and want children, and you hear the horror stories of children getting abused and beaten up, because again, then you figure this is how they ended up in a foster home. This is how they ended up in an orphanage. And I looked at the children from another part of the world that one of my LinkedIn contacts had sent me, and I did try to help them because, oh, I showed you the pictures and they did a video and they did a song for you. I'm like, oh. And I felt so bad. I said, I wish I had more to help. At the time I wasn't working and I couldn't help them. But now I think to myself, my main goal in life is to help all children. Children from the poorest of the poor. Or people in general that can't afford to take care of their kids because for whatever reason, they just can't afford it. But to give your child up, it's hard to just give your child away. And if you tell me, well, you know, I can't take care of them otherwise, well, then the best solution then is let a family raise your child. And you will see the child will have an education and food and clothing and everything that other children have, will be well taken care of, will have peace of mind. When I go back to the adoption thing with my friend, he said I was throwaway. Stop saying that. You are not a throwaway. You were loved. They considered you as their own, even though, again, they didn't give birth to you. And your mother had said it herself. If I would have kept you, it would not have been... I would have taken out my anger on you, and I don't think I could live with myself if I had done that. She actually admitted to him. She was going through a rough time, you know. Your father, he didn't want you for whatever reason. He himself was a youngster. He was young, too. He didn't want to take on the responsibility of taking care of a child. So both of them weren't mentally and or physically ready. So she did what she did at the time, and she gave you away to a family who loved you. So think of it that way. So just say to yourself, I am blessed to have someone in my life. I am blessed to have someone who cares. I am blessed. And I really believe that all of you is just grateful. You know, you have... All of you have the chance to be with a family that loves you. And a lot of people always think the adoptees, oh, I was adopted. No, you weren't. Take the word adoption out. A beautiful creed. Creed. Think of the poem that I just read you. Adoption is beautiful. Someone is bringing a child into their own home to love and to take care of it, to nurture it, and they claim it as their own. Like for me, I love children. I took care of my nieces and nephew when they were young, and I said, oh, and they loved me. They gravitated toward me because I was the fun aunt. I was the one who never said no, who always gave. I was the fun-loving aunt. And I said to myself, and my niece said this to me, you're going to be a great mother. I hope so. I mean, even if it's not children of my own, even if I adopt, you know, adoption is beautiful. You're bringing a child into your home. You know, again, I am appealing to the people, to the children out there that are in those orphanages that are don't have a chance at life. You know, again, we all deserve a chance at life. We all deserve a chance at love. We all deserve a chance to be with a family. You know, many people talk about their families and think about the good times, and there are children that don't remember that part of their life because, again, They came into someone's family, but they weren't biological. Their biological parents, again, could not take care of them. You think about this. There are many children in this world that need love. You know, don't go out and bribe children. Hey, you know, if you come into my family, I'm going to get you this. Children need love. They need love and protection and care and support. They don't need... Yes, you can provide them with all of that. You can give them a roof and clothing and education and toys and all that. Children want love. You know, many children nowadays don't have that. And it's a shame that a lot of them get passed up. I mean, I see a lot of people who want to adopt, but they only always go for the babies. Again, preschool children, school-age children, young adults. You know, a lot of them, you know, haven't found a home. And okay, and there are some people that are skeptical of bringing someone a little bit older to the home, but listen to the backstory before you judge. Don't criticize, don't put down. Listen with an open mind. Take it all to heart. Everyone needs a home. Everyone needs love. Everyone needs to be taken care of. Think about this. If in my own personal story, because when my mother had me, she was very sick after she had me, and I thought, oh my God, I caused them problems. Maybe I should be given up for adoption. She goes, no, I love you. I'm not giving you away. You know, I was afraid that I made their lives, my mother and father's lives, difficult by me being born. She goes, we loved you. You were a blessed gift from God. Because I had told her, what would have happened if you couldn't have taken care of me? Who would you give me away to? Then that probably would have given me to my aunt. But me and my aunt would not have gotten along because she would have driven me out of the house. I would have run away at a young age. So I'm grateful that my mother and father did keep me. But again, no matter what hardships you're going through, what a crisis you're going through, and there are a lot of families out there that can't afford to keep their kids, whatever you do, don't throw them away. Give them to families that will take care of them and love them and teach them and let them grow. And because childhood is beautiful, and if you don't remember that part of your childhood where you were in a family that you were constantly coming home to, that was fighting and dysfunctional, that's no way for a child to live. Adoption is beautiful. And I suggest all of you out there, the ones who are childless, the couples that cannot have children, adoption. I know a lot of people say, oh, I want to have a child. I want them to have my qualities. Hey, if it was meant to be, it was meant to be. Every child is God's gift, a blessing in disguise. So remember that. God bless all of you. Take care.